What is your name? You speak English? How is it for you to be here? How is it for you here? How do you feel here? Nice? It's nice for you. Good. Just relax. Feel at home. You live in Russia?
Yes.
Where?
St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg. In St. Petersburg, it must be a saint there somewhere. St. Peter must be that song. It's difficult to find St. Peter, no? In St. Petersburg now, in these days. How long will you stay? Only? You come back now, no? You're welcome. Okay? Many people come accidentally to satsang, just by chance. In fact, almost everybody, because they don't know what it is, but simply they are there, in some mysterious way. You never know how it's going to go. Sometimes you share to your best friend, you have to come, this is great. And then they come and they're wondering, what is this all about? They don't feel anything, they don't see anything. And other people, oh my God, why didn't you say this before? You never know how the response is going to be. But don't bring people if they are not open. And it's always new people. Every time people come and people go. And many people stay. But sannyas, it needs an openness. It needs an involvement. You have to be ready to explore. And most human beings, they are not ready to explore. They are not ready to live. It's much more easy to believe. But a sannyasin is one who knows from his own experience, who knows from her own experience, and then you know. Otherwise, you just believe. Believe is very shallow. You don't know, you believe. And everybody is just believing. Nobody is knowing. Only those who are ready to explore, to go into the unknown, to accept, maybe I don't know. Maybe it's much more. Maybe it's a whole different dimension to life. But for that they have to be very available, receptive. And where do you find receptive people in this world? Most people, they think they know. And this knowledge becomes like a China wall around them. There's no way to meet their receptivity, their heart. So a sannyasin is one who wants to break the China wall of the past. And in that process, you become very vulnerable because you don't know. You have to start new again. That's why it's impossible to do that from the head. Only when you feel something, only when you get touched by something bigger than the mind, then you can start that journey. And the more you got touched, the more easy it is. So it's very individual. So for some people, it's impossible. They don't understand anything. And for some people, it's such a relief. They've been waiting for it. It's very easy. They are ripe, overripe. They've been waiting. And you have everything in between. And that's why they say that this journey is like an adventure, is going into the unknown. You have to be courageous. You have to have guts. You have to be like a warrior to stand up for anything that holds you back, outside and inside, because many challenges are there. Or you have to be like a lover. That is very easy, because then you just follow. If you have a heart, the heart is following the love. There's no questions. It just goes. Like the bee is going after the honey. Do you think the bee is thinking? Does the bee think when he goes to the flower and drink honey? No, he knows. But human beings, they have forgotten this instinct of drinking honey. They drink all kinds of other things that is very bad for you. And then they think that this is very good. They get proud. Those who really drink honey, who are so lucky to drink honey, they are not proud. They become drunk of honey. And then the people, the proud people, doesn't understand that. So first, one has to be available to find out, to explore, to investigate, to go beyond any belief. Only when you know will it be helpful. Then you become more and more settled, and you become more and more integrated. Now you know it's working. Then you become more steady. Then all these desires and dreams and fantasies and so-called problems just disappear by themselves. It's nothing you have to do. You're just focusing on what is real. The real is much more powerful than the unreal. But you have been lost in the unreal. As soon as you taste the real, it becomes very easy. Then as you become more and more steady, then the fruits are coming. That you are courageous enough to go on that journey, to listen to yourself, again and again, people, and especially when they are here, they want to take sannyas, they feel something, know the heart, the soul, again remembers. And then the doubt, because what will my neighbor say? What will my husband say? What will they say at work? Suddenly, I left as Johnny and I come back as Brahmanan. They will look at me as a lunatic. But this is, remember, just a help. A help for you to have the courage to stand up, to accept. You don't know, but you are ready to investigate. And these are all kinds of things that hold people back. Just little things. How can you stand up for your truth? All this is just to stand up for something you don't know, but it feels right. To stand up for your heart, for your insight, for your realization, instead of playing sleepy. Remember, it's much easier to be part of the sheep. Than to be a lion. Then you have to hunt yourself then. The sheep, they don't. That's why in India they have said this path is the royal path. It's not for beggars, it's for someone who wants to reclaim their glory. That is the true kings. In the ancient days, in the East, in India, in China, in Japan, even the kings, even the emperor, the queens, even they were coming to the gurus, to the masters. Then it was accepted in the society that it was something beyond power. It was something beyond politics. It was something beyond money. Those days are totally gone. Please, Master, teach me how I should run my country. That would be beautiful. But this is totally forgotten. And that takes great courage to bow down. No egos want to bow down. No egos want to listen to anything about masters, about gurus. It's impossible. Because it hurts the ego. Only out of your own understanding that this ego is a burden, I want to be free. I want to find myself. I want to stand up for my heart. Only when this kind of consciousness is start working in you, can you go on the path, the sacred path. Otherwise, all kinds of silly little things can stop you. And they do all the time. Just because what your neighbor thinks about you. Just because what society thinks. No, in this game you are alone. And you have to stand up for yourself. You have to find your own strength. And the more you follow that, the more power you get, the more strength you get, the more clarity you get, the less wishy-washy you are. Then when that had happened, then peace and silence and true wisdom will come by itself. Because now you have deserved it. You have to be worthy of it. I will tell you about the master cook. I came to the house of a great cook. I was so hungry. There was talk of a wonderful meal happening, and the aromas were intriguing. So I had to stay to eat. When I was waiting, I kept my eyes on the cook. I wanted to see what he did. He lit a great fire to the pot of love. He added wisdom and big chunks of encouragement. And the spice of understanding. He let it simmer, stirring constantly with subtle skill, entertaining me all the while with his wonderful talk. I watched patiently and enjoyed every moment. Now the meal is ready. The flavors are heavenly. I have never tasted anything like it. I'm greatly satisfied. And this contentment and gratitude nourish me daily. It goes on. I am very grateful to my master for everything he did. Not only did he cook, he taught me how to eat. Friends, I'm so glad I came to this kitchen. For me, it has been such a divine feast, says Kabir. No, they only want fast food now. Fast food because in a hurry. Just a hot dog at the petrol pump. That is the nourishment. This is how the modern days are. There is no patience, there is no watching, there is no listening, there is no learning. There is just quick fix, then go on. No people live on hot dogs. It's just old horses and pigs and cows grinded up with ketchup and syrup on. That is what they like. That fits you good. That is your nourishment. Dead horses and pigs and cows grinded together with some spices and mustard and ketchup. Very good. And Coca-Cola, because things go better with Coca-Cola. This is the whole world is brainwashed. And these people think you are crazy when you're meditating. Let them eat the hot dog in peace. But please, drive a little bit further if you're really hungry and get yourself a good meal. I came to the house of a great cook. I was so hungry. There was talk of a wonderful meal going on. He must have come by surprise. Oh my God, a meal is happening. And wonderful talk about it. It must have been people who have tasted this meal before. Then you listen, because you could feel these people look very happy. What is it they have been eating? I never seen such a content people. What have they been eating? What kind of meal is this? I have to wait. The aromas were intriguing, so I stayed to eat. I kept my eyes on the cook. I wanted to see what he did. If you want to learn something, if you want to learn cooking, you look at the cook then. But people have forgotten these simple things. They look everywhere. And some people also come to the master, they come to satsang. But because just some emotion or some thought, suddenly they can just go again. And then they come back. And then they go. They're not steady. They will never learn cooking. And even some of them, they know that they can cook. Yes, you can cook eggs. That's what you can cook, eggs. And they're very proud they can cook egg. Our family have been cooking eggs for generations. We know how it is. 4 minutes for soft, 8 minutes for hard-boiled. We know the secret. But more than that, we don't need. This is how people are. I kept my eyes on the cook. I wanted to see what he did. He lit such a great fire to the pot of love. He added wisdom and big chunks of encouragement and the spice of understanding. He let it simmer, stirring constantly with subtle skill, entertaining me all the while with his wonderful talk. I watched patiently and enjoyed every moment. When you enjoy every moment, patience is not the problem then. Because this is the greatest that is happening. You enjoy it. You don't need patience, it comes like a shadow. If you enjoy every moment, what patience? This is it. Now the meal is ready. The flavors are heavenly. I am so greatly satisfied. Contentment and gratitude nourish me daily. I am very grateful to my master for everything he did. Not only did he cook, he taught me how to eat. You have to eat also. Cooking is not enough. You have to eat. Only then will you be nourished, when you eat. Then it becomes part of you. You eat the food, it becomes part of you. That's why you should be aware of what you eat, because it becomes part of you. You should be aware of what you think. You should be aware of what you look at. You should be aware of what you do. You should be aware how you talk. You should be aware where you live. You should be aware who you are with. You should be aware. Because it all becomes part of you. You all take it in. And if there is no awareness, you take in everything and you just become chaos. And that's what has happened in the world. It's never been so much information, it's never been so much to look at, it's never been so much advertising, never been so much music, never been so much traffic, never been so much people, never been so much stupidity. And people are just taking it in. You are not made for that. No wonder people get restless, because they have forgotten themselves. So you have to start taking notice what you're doing in your life. Is it good for you? Not only the food, but everything. That is what Kabir means. He taught me, my master taught me how to eat. What was good for me? He taught me how to see. He taught me how to feel. My friends, I'm so glad I came to this kitchen. For me, it has been and is a divine feast. Welcome to Satsang. Amala, you're back now in the valley? But you live in Oslo? That's fine, no? It's good. Very good. I'm happy. I will share some of your beautiful letter. Beloved Swaha, I want to thank you 1,000 times for my new beautiful name and for my new wonderful life. I could never imagine the consequences of getting a new name. It's a miracle. I am, for the first time, as I can remember, in real contact with myself. I can see more clearly what is good for me, and I'm trusting my intuition much, much more. This is how it is. When you learn how to eat, you were interested in the cooking. Then first, very strange, how can I write down this recipe? It's very difficult. It's a very big recipe. You can't do anything, it's a knack, and nobody knows how long time it takes. I'm writing to you all the time, my beloved. I have a lot of drafts addressed to you in my notebook and on my email account. Did many people have that? That is okay. No, I will try to put something together and tell you about some of the beautiful things happening to me. I have always loved dancing, and my intuition brought me to biodance in Oslo. And I have always been searching for a place to dance, not only in the retreats or alone, in my living room. Biodance is both dancing and therapy. happening every week. Besides satsangs and retreats with you is the most healing thing I do. We also had bio dance and aqua balancing. It was very nourishing and relaxing, and I had a strong experience. In the water we were let through a birth canal, floating on our backs, with caring hands on both sides. While I was floating very relaxed, with my ears under water, the other touched me carefully and sang my name, Amala, Amala. I had a very strong experience with my name. I really connected with it. My name was integrated in me. I felt that Amala is who I really am, who I always have been, the eternal me. I saw that Grete is only the person that I have learned to be. This is how it goes, my dear Amala, when you are lucky enough, or ready enough, or courageous enough to go beyond the old. Then the eternal you comes and is waiting. Otherwise, you have to be your little you. But nobody can do it. It happens when it happens. The next miracle that happened was that I stopped working. Oh my God, that's a big miracle. For someone who thinks you have to work to the bitter end, the truth is I had to get thrown into a mess of conflicts in Fercher, led by my intuition, before I could see that I had to quit. Yes, it's very good to get into conflicts, because then you grow. Sometimes I have to make conflicts for some people also, because they are stagnant. They just don't want to move. Then it's a hassle, because I'm not interested in conflicts, but I can see you are stuck. Then conflicts has to happen, and then maybe at least you will move on, or you will realize that, no, I'm stuck. I have to suffer in my stuckness for a while. Otherwise, you get out of it. The truth is, I had to go thrown into a mess of conflicts in Fercher, led my intuition before I could see that I had to quit. And when at last I saw the truth, my life fell apart for a couple of weeks. Confusion, fear, sorrow. I almost got into psychosis and paranoia. Yes, this is why people doesn't want conflicts. That's exactly why people doesn't grow, because they are afraid for so many things. What am I going to do? What are they going to say about me? What should I do if I'm not here? I can't lose my job. I can't lose my image. I can't lose this, I can't lose that. No, you have to be ready to lose everything. And if you're really intelligent, you are very happy about it. When you get mature, then you're very happy about it. That's what happened with Amala. But then, of course, everything will fall apart. And normally, then people are suffering. They fall in a black hole. With fear, confusion, sorrow, I almost got into psychosis and paranoia. After 2 weeks, I woke up feeling great and free. Yes, because you have something else. You are with me, and you have already stood up for it. You already moved here. This is what you needed to realize it. That yes, you are free. You don't care. And that's exactly how it is. You have to risk going crazy. You have to risk whatever people are saying about you. Otherwise, you always will just be a pygmy, playing it safe. This is not for pygmies. This is for tigers. Okay. After 2 weeks, I woke up feeling great and free. And what was that? Only a couple of weeks of paranoia and sorrow and paranoia is nothing. Isn't that a good price to pay for a life in freedom? Isn't that a good price to pay for your heart? For your strength? You've been suffering for lifetimes. You've been a slave for lifetimes. Risk a little bit. You have to. I'm telling you again and again. You don't understand it before it's happening. You have to fall apart. Because what you have is not real. You're trying to keep it together. This way or that way. And then everything falls apart. You think you go crazy. How can you function in this world? No, just hang in there. It's just a test. After 2 weeks, I woke up feeling great and free. And very happy that I could see the truth about my situation and my life. In many ways, I had a good time in Fejia, much time out in nature, much listening instead of doing, much being with instead of helping. But I could not be myself. And this became too difficult after I got my new name. Yes, that's why you needed that, to break free. And everybody is so afraid of that in the beginning. Or you keep your name together with your laundry under the bed. It doesn't help, you have to stand up for it, it's up to you. It's just a possibility. A name doesn't do anything if you don't stand up for it. You got involved because you wanted it. You feel attracted. You maybe been waiting for years. You're sitting on the fence looking. Then at last, this name is not going to do anything if you don't stand up for it. If you're not ready to just be a fool in other people's eyes. That means, if you're not ready, that who gives a shit what people think or say about me? I'm following my heart. These people who is judging you, do they follow their truth? Are they living their life? This is what you have to look at. This is the only way. This name and sannyas is just a help for your freedom, for your integration, for your courage, for your heart. And it worked. Now I have taken a long break. I choose to meet with people and in places where I can be myself. And my intuition leads me into situations where my deepest needs are now being met in a wonderful way. I'm also laughing more and crying more, feeling more alive. They go together, no? Laughing and crying. You don't know. You can cry and then you start laughing. And then you laugh and you start crying. Yeah, very good. This is just the cleansing. No. And this, I'm very happy. I mean, that's why I wanted to share it, because it's just what I'm saying and it worked. And you say, I choose to meet with people and in places where I can be myself. This is what I tell you again and again. But you don't understand it before it happens. You can do it against yourself. You have to be ready for it. And it's effortless. You can't force yourself. If the fear is still too strong, you can't do it. You are not ready. You have to suffer more of fear then. You have to suffer more of being safe and dead and boring. Till one day you had enough. And no matter what. Or existence just throw you into a situation like what happened to Amala. And then it happens. She is ready. Existence gave you a little push. Know what you're going to do now. My mind was so convinced that it was perfect for me to work in Fercha and have this beautiful flat to live close to you. But when I let go of my job and my flat, this opened for new and wonderful things to happen, which was impossible for my restricted mind to imagine as long as I was stuck in these convictions. Yes. Know you much more close to me. This is how it is. You can be very close physically, but very far away. You can be very far away physically, and you can be very close. I will still have a room in Hedal, close to you, but I will live in Oslo with my son and my sister. Don't you think I'm close to you there? When you are close, I am close. I will live in Oslo and get the job in Oslo when I feel ready. A job without too much responsibility. Very good. Enough of responsibility now. No, you're just responsible for yourself. It's a full-time job. You've been responsible for everything else. And especially women who have been mothers or are mothers and have children, it's in all tradition for thousands of years, then you should be so responsible. And in that responsibility, taking care of the children, you don't take care of yourself. This is why it's been going on. Again and again and again. No, it's a totally new circle now. You can do both. Or, for many of you, you have now grown-up children. So it is a second chance. It's a second freedom. No, you have learned how it is. No, you had your ups and downs. No, you had suffered with the children's story. No, at last, they are 20. They are out. Learn to breathe and have responsibility for yourself. Before, it was going like that generation after generation. This is the first time where this circle is start loosening up. Otherwise, it's made like that for the human race to go on. But you have to be responsible for yourself. You could never make that if you don't look at yourself. So in a way, it's made to stay unconscious. Because before you wake up, you already have responsibility over children. And so it goes. A job without too much responsibility. Since I stopped working, I was able to take part in the wonderful New Year silent retreat here in Dharma Mountain, and I have been enjoying listening to your satsangs from Brazil. It is very nice to have the possibility to listen to satsang wherever I am, whenever I can, thanks to the fantastic internet. Yes. The internet is fantastic. Everything is fantastic with awareness. With awareness, then you can use things beautifully. With no awareness, is a disaster. And who has awareness? That's why mostly internet is just pollution. It's just a mess. It just feeds people a lot of garbage. But with awareness, it is very beautiful because it opens up the whole world. But you have to be alert. And more than ever in this world, you have to be alert because all the information is available. All the food is available. But you have to be alert what you want to take in. What is nourishing for you? Otherwise, you will just pollute yourself. With no awareness, you just get sick. With awareness, you will get more healthy. I'm also very grateful to my dear friend Anandita, who came like an angel into my life last summer and helped me to open my heart, and it still does. Anandita, huh? She's another one. She was, how long, Anandita, before you came? Huh? You remember? It belongs to your distant past now. 10 years. You knew Mangala was pushing you. No, she knew about me for 10 years. No, no, no. And then one day it clicked. Look now. Now she is helping other people. No, she's just he there. No, you also live here now. That's the thing. All you have to remind your friends when they are going through it. This is how it is. Yes, I was also a very stubborn one. I tried this way and that way to do my own thing. But then it's much nicer to let go. And a very nice woman, huh? Amala, very nice. Once again, I died and I was reborn in deep, deep gratitude. Thank you, I love you. Amala, very good. Thank you. masters have said, you have to die before you get reborn. And they don't talk about physical death, but to your whole past, to all your ideas, to all your fears, you have to crumble to build anew. You have to die to get reborn. And when you die, you are not afraid of death, because you are already dead. You have already lost everything. No, you have only that which is eternal. That is to die and get reborn. It's the same as Jesus says. He said, become like little children to come into my kingdom of God. It means lose all that you think you are. Become innocent again. Become simple, simplicity. Not complicated, but easy. But then you have to make the choice between fear and peace. Between constriction and freedom. Between worry and love. No, I was feeling, no, we will go into silence. We will have 24-hour silence now. And very good for the people who are new also, they can experience a little bit. And since it's so nice now, you can just focus on yourself and reflect a bit over your own life situation, your own life. So, till after satsang tomorrow, we stay in silence. Be good to turn off all your cell phones and these things. And who cares if you have some important calls to call that you had plans? The world will not go under if you don't do it. Just drop it. Just be a little naughty. Drop everything. And if you need it, you just blame it on that I said it. Then I want you for the rest of the day just to feel yourself, whatever, if you are alone, if you go for a walk, if you go home, if you do the meditation, just stay more in your own space. Don't interact. Just feel yourself. Have 24-hour break from everything. Just feel yourself. Be with yourself. This is just amazing, no? Pranayama. This is Baba Pranayama. Thank you. Listen to these words from our beloved Mira. What should I tell the other girls? I would not have set foot on this earth if my lover had not come. And what would I care for looking at form if you, God, had not sanctified all with your touch? The promise of your lips trickled me. It tricked me. Since I heard your name, I have been so eager for us to embrace. Why, Lord, did you make me stand in line? I got my arms around you last night. What should I tell the other girls? He was worth waiting for, indeed. Mira. The crazy woman. Then you have the old Brahmana. Keep close to the Master. Your life will become successful. The awakening will happen that erases all ignorance. Worship all the idols you like. Visit as many holy places as you wish. But without the Master's help, delusion does not disappear. Sacrifices, charities, austerities, chanting, rosaries, tattoos, astrology, try any method you like. Without knowledge, there is no liberation. You cannot get the fruit Master gives doing anything else. He just puts you in touch with the heart, with the eternal heart. When God becomes the focus, everything disappears. Bliss fills the heart. By meditating and remembering, anyone can become free. How is Sujan doing?
Very good.
Good? How was the winter for you?
It's been a lot of turmoil.
But now it's spring.
Spring.
And now we are here. It's good, no?
That's right.
Yes, celebrate that. Now is now, no? Very good, Sujan. You didn't manage to go to Brazil, no? Too busy. The sun is pouring down. May everybody be happy. Om Shanti. Mm-hmm.